Hey, Robbie here from the Big Red Express. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope it's been a great week. We had a great, great past couple of weeks here on the Big Red Express. It has been a huge past week and a half for me personally. I got engaged last Monday, so want to give a huge shout out to everyone who's wished myself and my fiance, Katie, congratulations and things like that. It's been overwhelming, and we want to thank you guys so much. I'm so excited. It has been really a fairy tale last week and a half. It is pretty incredible that I'm going to get to marry the girl that I love and the girl that I want to spend, and I'm going to get to spend the rest of my life with her. And I had to get that out because it was the most important thing that's happened in my life the last couple of weeks. And in my entire life, it is the most important thing and the coolest thing, the greatest thing, and the most incredible thing that has happened to me in my entire life. So, huge shout out to my fiance, Katie. I love you, and I am so excited to spend the rest of my life with you moving forward. What does that mean for you guys, the Big Red Express? It just means we're going to have another team member on the Big Red Express. She's going to be Mrs. Big Red Express coming up here in just a little bit. So make sure you guys show her some love. I love her. Comment below. Wish us congratulations. She is the most incredible girl and the most incredible person on this earth. So I love her, and I could go on forever. I could literally have a podcast completely devoted to her, but I know she probably wouldn't like that, and she probably is going to be blushing if she ever hears this podcast, hears this episode. But I got to give a shout out to her. I love her so much, and I'm so excited to spend the rest of my life with her. Guys, it has been an incredible last couple weeks here for the podcast, not just for me personally, but just the last few weeks. We've had some big, big names. We had Noah Olson a few weeks ago, then Christmas Abbott. We had Ashley Hubbard from A-Hub Nutrition. And this week, the incredible interviews continue with Brenton Rogo. And man, it was so much fun to catch up with a fellow MC buddy of mine. We talked about his trip to Honduras. We talked about Driven Nutrition. We talked about pretty much anything and everything, kind of how he got into CrossFit, his experiences with coaching, and things of that nature. But it was a great time to just kind of catch up. I met him a couple years ago at Wadapalooza, and we have been able to stay very close ever since. But man, he is one of the nicest guys that you will ever hear on this podcast. And I am so thankful that he agreed to kind of come on the podcast and chat for a little bit. Guys, want to give a huge shout out before we get into our short preview, just kind of going to give you my thoughts about the CrossFit Invitational and who I think is going to do well, who I think is going to get first place, and you know what, who is going to kind of surprise some people. It's not going to be that long, but I promise it's going to be worth every second. But got to give a huge shout out to the people that make this podcast possible every single day. Huge shout out to Burrito Perdido. They've been with us for well over 2 years, and they have been so supportive. This podcast is 3 years old, and they have been with us for almost 2.5 of those 3 years. So if you are ever in the Chesapeake area, if you are ever in the Hampton Roads area, no matter where you're at, head on over to Great Bridge and give them a shout out and give them a like. And they are the best food that you will ever have. It's probably the biggest hidden gem in all of Virginia, and I'm going to say that very, very confidently. They got burritos, tacos, chimichangas, everything and anything. And this weekend, they are actually partnering up with Barbecue, good buddies of ours. Jamie Campbell's actually been on the podcast before. They are partnering with them this week. I believe it's on Saturday. So make sure you guys go out there. We're not going to be there. We're actually going to be up at CrossFit Lorton for their fall brawl up there this weekend. But make sure you guys stop by Burrito Perdido this Saturday for their collab with Barbecue. And the barbecue is amazing, and it'll be amazing in your food as well. Guys, it is kind of things kind of wrapping up here around the CrossFit game season. The CrossFit Invitational, you got the liftoff coming up, and then kind of a little downtime before the CrossFit Open. and the CrossFit, I guess, official season really kicks underway. But what we're going to talk about and what we're going to bring up is we mentioned a few weeks ago the team names and the team numbers and the team members of the CrossFit Invitational, Team Canada, Team Europe, Team USA, and Team Pacific. And I think it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out, because on every one of these teams, you have your outstanding athletes. And then you have maybe some athletes that aren't as big or aren't maybe as noticeable as other ones throughout the entire thing. Looking through this, I just look at Team Canada and look at their fellas. Brent Vakowski and Patrick Vellner, two of the most surprising CrossFit athletes, I think, over the last couple of years. Their first years, both was last year, and Vellner got a top three finish. Finished again in third this year. Vakowski, the second fittest man on earth. Then you have their females, which, not too bad. Carol Ann Reason-Tebow and Alessandra Pacelli, both CrossFit Games veterans, and both athletes, I think, have a good chance. Do I think it's going to be enough to take that top spot in the Invitational? It will depend. I mean, last year you saw some of the weaknesses of Team Canada, but I think it's going to be interesting to see how things move forward. I'm going to give you my kind of standings, first, second, third, fourth, afterwards. But just kind of highlight some team members and highlight kind of the teams going forward for the CrossFit Invitational. Now we move on to Team Europe, sponsored by Rock Tape. Team Canada was sponsored by Compex. Not that they're paying me to say that, but I just figured I would put that in there. We got Sarah Sigmund's daughter, Bjorgvin Carl Gudmundsson, Andy Thor's daughter, and Jason Smith. And man, if you look at this roster on paper, it is most likely and probably the best on-paper team that you're going to have. Did not bode well for them last year. Europe did not do that well last year. I don't believe that. Maybe they... No, actually, Europe won last year. What am I talking about? But every single year that the CrossFit Games has, you know, you got to look at these athletes, and Gudmundsson had a great year a few years ago. His debut, got third place. Last year, kind of a little step back, and then this past year, kind of got back up into swing. Jason Smith came out of nowhere, was very, very good all games long. I believe it was his games debut. And then, of course, you can't really say much more about Sarah Sigmund's daughter and Annie Thor's daughter, the two Icelandic beauties and princesses, pretty much. And it's weird to see this and to not have Katrin in the mix and to not have Katrin on the team, the two-time 2015-2016 defending fittest woman on earth. It is weird to have a Team Europe without her on it. Do I think they have a good chance on paper? I think they are the best team, but it's going to be depending on the events. Obviously, we don't know the events. We may know them by the time this episode's released on Wednesday. I'm recording this on Tuesday morning, about 24, 25 hours before it's actually going to be released to the public. So maybe things have changed. We will find out. We'll continue to comment on our social medias at The Big Red Express to find out more information on that. Now you move on to the host team, the home team, and the team that arguably has the two fittest females in the sport today. Especially after this past year's performance, Carl Webb and Tia Claire Toomey on the women, Rob Forte and James Newberry for the men. This is one of those cases where you have two really good females. I mean, the two best females that you could ask for on a team. And then the fellas aren't the worst fellas in the world, but you're not going to get, you know, a lot of the guys, you're not going to get a as strong as a team as a Canada or a United States or Europe. So it's very hard for the Pacific team to kind of go in there and say, hey, this is the home team. Not saying that they couldn't do it. It's the home crowd. They don't have to travel. Everyone else is having to travel days to get to Australia. I know a lot of the athletes actually left last week or this past weekend to kind of get used to the time change and kind of refuel and rekindle their sleep schedule again. But nonetheless, I think the Pacific team probably has the biggest advantage in terms of just going into it fresh. They're going to go into it with knowing that they're at home. They don't want to lose when they are at their home in their home country. And, you know, that's a lot of pride. I know Aussies have a lot of pride. Switching over to the final team before I get into my predictions, my first through fourth, you got Team USA, and they are comprised of three former guests of the Big Red Express: Kari Pierce, Noah Olsen, Tanel Reed, Burry Line, and Scott Panchik. And, man, you look on paper, the fellas are stacked. I mean, you got to think Scott Panchik and Noah Olsen just coming off a 1-2 finish on the CrossFit Team Series. Kari Pierce has been known for her body weight movements. She is one of the best gymnastic athletes in the sport. And Tanel Reed had a very, very good, she's got a great engine, she's got a great motor when it comes to the CrossFit Games. I'm excited to see Team USA. I don't know if they're going to win this whole thing, but I'm excited to see how they perform together. Really four athletes with four different styles. And I think I'm most looking forward to seeing Team USA put on a performance that no one is going to forget in the 2017 CrossFit Invitational. So before we get into my interview with Brenton, Mr. B minus, we are going to give you my top four, and then we are going to go right to the interview. So in fourth place, I think it's going to be Team Canada. And I hate saying that because the fellas are great. I love Fikowski, and I love Patrick Vellner. Vellner's been on the podcast before, so I hate to put them, and they've increased and they have gotten so much. And the only thing, and it's so hard to say who's going to be first, second, third, and fourth in these teams, because these are all-star teams. You don't think any of these athletes in any of these teams have weakest links. But I think Team Canada is going to come in fourth place, unfortunately. In third place, I think it's going to be the home team, Team Pacific. And like I said, I hate saying that too because they're at home. I hope they surprise me. I hope both of these teams surprise me. I hope they would, you know, get up there. In second place, I got to say Team USA. I'm from the United States, so I would love to see Team USA win. But I really just think Team Europe has everything with them. They've got the first CrossFit Games athlete from South Africa, Jason Smith. They've got two of the greatest CrossFit athletes and fitness stars of our lifetime. And Annie Thor's daughter and Sarah Sigmund's daughter. These athletes are going to be two athletes. Sarah Sigmund's daughter is going to be an athlete that you're going to be talking about for years to come. Gudmundsson is going to be an athlete that you can see talked about for years to come. Thor's daughter may only have a couple more years, but everyone thought that she was kind of old news this past year, and she got up on that podium. Jason Smith, I think, is a young gun, and they've got enough veterans. They're being coached by Sam Briggs, by the way. They have got enough veterans and experience on this team that I think the rookies, which is really only Jason Smith, going to the CrossFit Invitational for his first time. I think this team is the one that is going to be the team to beat. So in that order, I've got Team Europe winning the thing, Team USA in second, Team Pacific in third, and rounding out your top four. The top four teams really in the world, these are your all-star teams from the different subjects. Team Canada. That's going to do it for my short. I know I went a little bit long, and I apologize, but I had to talk about it. And you know what? I hope you guys are enjoying listening to the podcast. Show us some love on Facebook, social media. Go like us on iTunes. Subscribe and do all that jazz. It helps us out, helps our sponsors out, and helps people spread the word about the Big Red Express. Guys, thanks so much. Have a great rest of your week and keep it locked in here at the Big Red Express. Here's my interview with B-minus Brenton Rogo. Enjoy. Hey guys, welcome back to the Big Red Express. Joining me on the phone is good buddy of mine, Brenton Rogo. Brenton, how's it going? First off, I know you've been super busy. How are things going on your end, and how's life?
Big Red, what's up, man? Everything's good. Like you said, just been really, really busy, but the good kind of busy, so no complaints, man.
Let's talk about kind of what you've been doing lately. I know you just got back from Honduras a couple months ago. Talk to us about that trip, and how was that trip going down there, and exactly what did you do down there?
Yeah, for sure. So my girlfriend, Nicole Caperso, runs a business called Honor Your Nutrition, And what we do is we kind of travel throughout the country and obviously now out of the country to do nutritional seminars. So what they did, it was Array CrossFit down there in Tegucigalpa.
Okay.
And what we did is we actually just flew out there. We spent some time there at the gym, at the facilities. We ran a nutritional seminar there, right there for their members and kind of the locals there. They also had a competition on Saturday, which was really cool. It was a all-female competition. And so I was able to MC a little bit of that and kind of just bring fitness to the realm out there. It's still kind of new. Array CrossFit, like I said, was the gym that we were kind of partnered with. JP is the owner, and he's been one of Nicole's clients for a long time. So he's been wanting to get us down there. So, man, that was an amazing trip. Like I said, we did some seminar stuff. We were able to do some individualized coaching for some of his friends and clients there. And then also just kind of spread the good word, you know, of fitness and just try and pass it on. It was a really cool trip. We were there for 10 days total.
Wow.
And we actually got stuck, believe it or not, because unfortunately the hurricane in Houston.
Okay.
We're there an extra 4 days, but we made the best of it. We were able to actually do another seminar, and it was just a really cool experience, man.
Talk to us about, you know, you get to travel all around, you know, the country and the world, not only, you know, with your nutrition stuff, but also, you know, with the company you work for, Driven Nutrition. You MC a lot of the crowd. That's how we met, is through, yep, you know, MCing and stuff like that. What is the best part about being in the CrossFit community and being a part of just the whole realm when you're, you know, a part of it in so many ways?
Yeah, I think for me, man, you just kind of hit it right on the head. It's just the relationships, right? I mean, I think we met 2.5 years ago and yeah, we've been able to keep a good friendship going. And that's really important to me. I think that's kind of been my focus the last couple of years is, as I get to have all these cool opportunities to travel the world and meet a bunch of people, I always try to focus on what am I actually doing with those relationships. And CrossFit's a great community. It's a bunch of really good people. And so what I always try to do at every event that I go to is, you know, make sure I'm sustaining at least one of those relationships. So maybe it's a judge, maybe it's a fellow MC like yourself. You know, find somebody that we have some mutual common interest with, and not just, you know, connect on social media, but truly, you know, connect as far as, you know, what they're doing with their lives and keep those links connected. Cause right, down the road, you never know when like an opportunity could present itself, or somebody needs something that you have the connection of that person. So, really for me, it's just, like I said, just building those relationships has been the coolest aspect of all the traveling I get to do.
I definitely think it is cool. Just like what you said, I mean, especially with, and you know, obviously for us, it's, you know, kind of that MC community that we get to see these guys throughout the year, at different events, at different, you know, venues and things like that. It really is that cool relationships that you may only get to see them at, you know, 4 or 5 times during the year, but during those times, you're really together, and it's really kind of like that brotherhood and sisterhood.
Yeah, for sure. And I've tried to, you know, I've been working with that MC crew for so long.
You're right.
We do a great job keeping in contact and catching up, but I've kind of tried to get out of my circle as well.
Yeah.
I'm partnered up with a couple companies, and that's brought some really cool benefits as far as meeting more people. Aaron with FitAid has introduced me to a lot of people, giving me and Nicole a lot of opportunities as far as just, you know, getting that platform out there as far as how we can reach the most amount of people with our talents. And the Bear Complex guys also do a great job with that. You know, just being just bros, you know, and taking care of us. And like you said, the 4 or 5 times a year I get to see all those guys, it really, really makes the event even cooler than the aspects of what we get to enjoy as far as an MC.
Everyone's got a beginning story. You started playing football in college. You were a wide receiver. Some injuries kind of sidelined you from that, but you were still able to do some things. And talk to us a little bit about your journey into CrossFit, how things kind of started, because it really has become a lifestyle ever since.
Yeah, for sure. You mentioned it. I played football college for 5 years, and I actually played arena for a little bit after that.
Okay.
And You said it, the injuries mounted up. I've had 3 knee surgeries, 2 ACLs, and then the the second ACL actually required two different surgeries on my right leg. I've had a shoulder surgery as well. So I knew it was time to hang it up. The Patriots weren't calling anytime soon. So I kind of decided to move on with my life. And believe it or not, man, you know, I went into school as a marketing major, and I had no intentions of coaching. I never thought that a platform like this would be something I'd be doing. But basically what happened was one of my buddies, Nick Johnson, was living down in Florida, and he had some ties to some military guys, and they were doing some CrossFit. So when I moved from Missouri down to Florida in Jacksonville, the Ingram brothers out of CrossFit Ragnarok were kind of like my first exposure to it. And those two guys are just monsters. They're just big military cats that, you know, they were just freaks. And I remember showing up, and I've been in a lot of weight rooms,
right,
throughout my career. And I show up to this dirty, rusty gym, and like just these jacked bros, just so strong. And just, I don't know how else to say it, just super manly. And I remember just being like, whoa, like this is really cool. I got to see, that was like my first exposure really to gymnastics. And so that was really cool. And I remember one of the first days I dropped in, or I was in there, we did bench press. And I've never felt like more at home, right? And they were like, oh, you know, they kind of boosted me up because I was already pretty good at it. And then I remember the next day we did like Cindy, or it was something with pull-ups. And right. I remember I couldn't do hardly half the workout because I just, you know, didn't have the skill set to make that happen. So it was kind of like my first exposure to it. Was down there in Florida with the Ingram twins and my buddy Nick Johnson. And throughout that, you know, it was just kind of, I just kind of started grinding, and I found some training partners that I started training with. And as that grew, you know, my roles in the CrossFit field kind of expanded from there.
When you were going through all those injuries and having these surgeries and things like that, how hard was it to kind of stay positive, and how did you stay positive throughout the whole thing, knowing that, you know, I can keep doing this, and I can, you know, you still compete sometimes, you still train with the best of them, but how do you kind of keep that mindset with that in the back of your mind that, you know, I want to be careful because, you know, anything can really spark that next injury?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. I've actually been dealing with that now. I just turned 30, and it's funny to think how long ago my football career was, getting close to the 10-year mark now, and how those injuries kind of, you know, this is the point in my life when they kind of start poking their heads through, you know, as far as all the things I've put my body through the last 30 years. And I think for me, the biggest thing I found, there's really two things. One, of course, is body maintenance, you know, making sure that my mobility is good. You know, I'm taking care of myself nutritionally, supplementation wise, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then also for me, you know, as competitive as I want to be, I need to make sure that I set my boundaries. And if my knees hurt or my shoulder hurts, whatever it may be that day, which that happens often, I just need to be okay with modifying my workout. And there is dark times. There's times where I'm frustrated, where I wish I could perform better. But then I just think back to how much fun I had playing football, and I wouldn't change any of that for the world, even if that meant being a more competitive exerciser, you know?
Definitely.
So, you know, there is days where I'm in the gym, I want to go really hard, but my body's just saying no. And as the last year or so has progressed, you know, I've kind of just been more and more okay with just potentially switching movements, going lighter, things like that. And still, pushing myself to that high level.
I think that's a good kind of a good learning point and talking point for anyone that may be hesitant about CrossFit, that maybe have previous injuries and they're afraid to go into it. What is one of the biggest things that you have been taught and that maybe someone else has taught you going through these injuries and knowing your own boundaries? Is there any kind of, you know, word of advice that someone's told you that you can pass along to other people?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think one of the main things that I've found, and this has been kind of different people throughout my five, six years in CrossFit, is just kind of having that one person that keeps you grounded as far as your movement patterns.
Right.
I know for me, Mike Koenig was a guy, early in my CrossFit career that really helped me. He was actually one of the coaches at one of the first gyms I coached at. He was the head coach there, and he was really cool with working with the coaches on being athletes, and he was a great athlete himself. But one thing he really helped me with is my true movement patterns, because throughout those injuries, you know, you kind of start, you get some bad habits here and there. And so he took the time to analyze the way I was moving and helping me prepare for a potential workout that's going to have those movements and make sure that I'm not compensating too much or my movement patterns even better. So I think that the biggest thing is finding somebody that can direct you in the right place that knows their stuff. Unfortunately right now, I feel like there's a lot of people that think they know what they're talking about.
Right.
But finding somebody that really has, you know, a solid platform and a good resume as far as helping people and really taking what they're telling you and really applying it. I think we can go into a gym and say, "Hey coach, my knees hurt." And the coach tells you 10 exercises to do. You do two of them. You do two of them for the next 2 days and then you don't ever touch them again.
Right.
You know, stuff like that is, you know, it's a waste of your time and a waste of their time. So make sure you find somebody that knows what they're talking about and really apply what they're trying to get through to you. And I think that's really taken my fitness to the next level as far as safety, but then also performance.
You talk about kind of finding that right coach and really finding the right gym, I think is important no matter where you go. Do you have any advice for people out there that, you know, maybe listen to the podcast, they don't know kind of where to go? Cause there, like you mentioned also, like there are so many people out there that think they know what they're doing, that maybe they own a CrossFit affiliate and they just because they had, you know, $1,000 to throw away at a CrossFit level one seminar, but they don't really understand the stuff. How can someone just willy-nilly, maybe only experiences at a gym as maybe a Globo gym or a school gym or something like that, how can they go and are there any things that you can kind of pointers maybe that you can say, hey, this is a good gym, these are good coaches, this is where you want to be?
Yeah, for sure. I think the biggest thing is relationships. You know, I think that anybody going into a CrossFit gym, the basis of everything that CrossFit is going to be the relationship that's between you and the members and you and the coach.
Right.
The coach doesn't have to know everything. They don't have to have a PhD in body movement and all that stuff. What they have to do is they have to care about you. And I think that one thing you can do, as a newer person going into the CrossFit realm is watch the interaction between the coaches and the members. Are they just kind of quality control? Are they like babysitting where it's like, all right, everybody do this, everybody do this? Or are they really taking the time to pour into their members, whether they've been there for 4 years or been there for 4 weeks? That's where a lot of the benefits of good coaching can come from. And that doesn't even have to be a coach that's super well educated, but if that coach cares enough about the members, they're going to take the time to go out of their way to potentially do some extra research on their own, whatever it may be,
right?
To get you to the point where you need to get. And that's because they genuinely care about you. If they don't care about you, they can give you the encyclopedia of exercise. But if there's not that true connection as far as they truly want to help you become a better person, then you're going to miss out on a lot of what CrossFit can do for you.
Definitely. I completely agree. I think, you know, it's so hard to find a gym that kind of fits your needs, and every gym is different. I don't think you're going to go out there and find one gym that is the same as the next one, but it really is all about that relationship. And I think that's one of the cool things about CrossFit and the community is those relationships. As we mentioned earlier, you know, that's such a big, big part of CrossFit.
Yeah. I mean, 100%. If you're not at a gym where your coach genuinely cares about you inside and outside
right.
of the gym, you're wasting your time.
Talk to us about your relationship and how you got involved with Driven Nutrition. Obviously there are so many nutrition and supplement companies out there. Talk to us a little bit about Driven Nutrition and kind of how you got involved with them.
Yeah, I'd love to. So I've been taking their supplements now really since the beginning. When I first heard about them, it was while I was living in Florida, and my good friend Jared Stevens had been taking their products for a while, and I had reached out to him about supplementation. I was just kind of trying to get into competitive CrossFit And he had mentioned this company. They were a local company here in Springfield, Missouri, which is where Jared's gym is. Mm-hmm. And so he had a good relationship with the guys. And so I just kind of started purchasing the products when I was in Florida, you know, started taking their pre-workouts and protein, you know, just kind of dabbling in it a little bit. And then to kind of short or long story short, just under 2 years ago, I was the strength conditioning coach at Evangel University, which is where me and Jared played football at. And for any of the coaches out there that have coached in either collegiate or high school level, you usually have to find a second source of income.
Right, definitely.
You got to find some other way to make a little cash on the side. So I had gotten to know Jason Rule and Brian King, two of the owners, fairly well throughout my time back here in Missouri. And so I reached out to Jason and I said, hey, man, I know you guys, you know, have a great operation out there. I need some extra cash. Can I fold boxes? Can I, you know, pack orders? You know, is there any way I can make some income, you know, out of your warehouse? And Jason's a really great guy. He hit me right back and he said, well, sure, man, why don't you bring in your resume and we'll just kind of talk about maybe your skill set and what we can make work.
Go ahead.
So as I mentioned, I went to school for marketing and media. So mm-hmm. when I showed up, I gave him my resume and had some marketing and media stuff on there. And we got to talking and we really had the same vision as far as the affiliates and how much we cared about them. And my exposure to CrossFit up to that point and still this day was a very positive experience. And I wanted to make sure I wanted to find a way that I could help affiliates outside of the ones that I was associated with, to give people the same result that I was getting, which was, you know, true fulfillment, friendships, all that stuff. So we got to talking and he had an opening for a marketing and media director for the company. So that's what I started doing. And I've been plugging away at that now for just about 2 years. And we do a lot of really, really cool things. And I get to do a lot of the back end stuff. As you mentioned, I also get to travel and get to build those relationships with our affiliates. And it's been a really cool, cool job. I can't tell you how happy I am with my job. I wake up every morning excited to come to work. Every day is a new challenge. I get better at it every single day. And kind of in a joking but not joking way, we're changing the world. You know, obesity is a very scary thing right now in our culture. And to be able to have my hand in so many affiliates and have so many relationships to help those affiliates succeed, to help really save the planet, you know, from the lack of fitness and the lack of health. It's been a really rewarding job, man. It's a lot of fun and I enjoy it a lot.
Brenton, before we let you go, a couple of questions. What do you do outside of the gym when you're not obviously working? Obviously that does keep you busy with, you know, your job and things like that. But what do you do? Do you have any hobbies that you do outside of training and emceeing and all that stuff?
Oh yeah. I like to play golf. I'm an avid golf player. I enjoy that. I actually, enjoy playing a fair share of video games here and there when I want to just bum on a couch. And then I like to shoot guns. You know, I like to do manly stuff. We just went out to the range last weekend and shot over 100 shells. It was fun. So I'm not super outdoorsy, but I do like to hang out with my dog. I have a blue nose pit who's the coolest dog ever. I like to spend a lot of time with him and we just kind of hang out, man. And like I said, golf, shooting guns, just kind of man stuff, I guess.
If anyone wants to kind of get in touch with you about just really about either Drive Nutrition or Driven Nutrition, yourself, kind of your story, or they kind of want to get involved with you, how can they get in touch with you and, you know, reach out?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram. It's I_M_Brenton7. That's usually the easiest way. Of course, I have Facebook as well. And you can also find me on www.drivennutrition.net or .com. Either one's fine. I'm under the athlete page there, and you can kind of check us out and get to know more about me and the other people that we're associated with.
Awesome. Well, Brenton, we will share all those links and stuff like that in the show description. Thanks so much for taking some time. I appreciate it. Good catching up with you as always. And we'll see you soon.
For sure, man. Sounds great. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, man.